Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rico Cardi. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aaron out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardi. Smith reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. Cardi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Hunt moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Thomas scores. Christopher moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Torre reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Cisco covering, for the out. Torre moves to third. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Torre scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Cardi moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardi tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Aaron steals second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's Braves, 3, Mets, 3. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cisco bunts towards first. Torrey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Smith reaches second base with a double. Cisco moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cisco scores. Smith scores. Cannell moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Phil Niekro now pitching. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0-for-2 in the game. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive towards the mound. Cisco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cannell. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 6-4, Mets. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cisco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Smith reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cannell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Cannell moves to second. It's 7-4, Mets. Jack Smith now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas bunts towards third. Matthews picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Cannell scores. Hunt moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 8-4, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gonder is walked intentionally. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Thomas scores. Gonder moves to second. It's 10-4, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonder moves to third. Christopher moves to second. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smith is walked intentionally. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0 for 3 in the game. Cisco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gonder scores. Christopher scores. Smith moves to third. It's 12-4, Mets. Billy Heft now pitching. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Menke hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Menke moves to third. Heft moves to second. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bailey strikes out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. 2 outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Menke strikes out. Gonder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Menke out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gonder strikes out. 1 out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a line drive towards the mound. Heft reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Billy Heft. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.